Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. We have to talk about something that can't be ignored when preparing a show about Fauston, and Dick was talking about it. You know, Polk County is home to a unique solid waste disposal system. It's innovative, it produces energy, it saves fossil fuels, it goes by many names. It is, of course, a garbage incinerator. The Polk County Resources Recovery Facility produces steam heat that produces powers a number of things, but mostly a big food processing plant here, Minnesota Dehydrated Vegetable, once known as Mr. Carrot, as he says. So to recap, trash is burned here to power Mr. Carrot, or Minnesota Dehydrated Vegetable, if you prefer. It's interesting both ways. The staff and I weighed how to handle this, because that's the sort of detail we usually make up about a town when we visit it. Here we find it prepackaged, like so many frozen carrots at the grocery store, ready to serve in your holiday meal. So joining us now on stage, the Great Northern Radio Players get to the bottom of this vitamin-enriched story.
Great job, Johnson. Way to keep those carrots moving down the line. Stevens, how are the potatoes? Good, good. Looks like we'll meet our goals, folks. Keep up the good work. Say, Anderson.
Yes, Ms. Jenkins?
How was your first day on the hash brown line?
Good, ma'am. I never thought inspecting shredded potatoes on a conveyor belt would be such fun. It's like Candy Crush. You know, with hash browns.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, your numbers look good. I think you'll be a great addition to the team. And with Christmas coming around soon, I'm sure your family's glad to know you've got work in these trying times.
Sure thing. They were a little worried about my art degree not paying off. But now I'm getting paid to experience the untold inspiration of this industrial artscape. I mean, just look at this tater tot. I have to draw you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's fine. You just let me know if you have any questions.
Actually, Ms. Jenkins, I do have one question. On my first paycheck, the signature says Bugged Cinnabon. What's that all about?
That's something you don't need to worry about. The check's cash, I promise. It's just a thing.
And another thing. I noticed that none of the Christmas decorations have Santa Claus. I thought that was a little odd. I mean, who doesn't like Santa Claus?
Not so loud. We don't say those words around here.
Which words? Santa Claus?
Yes, those are the words. We call him the fat unmentionable. Just don't say those words, especially loud enough for him to hear.
Who?
I've said too much. Just be careful, Anderson, and get back to work.
That's funny. I don't know who could be offended by Santa Claus. He's just a jolly old elf. Heck, what could happen? Santa Claus! What? You have got to be kidding me.
I tried to protect you. What have you done? What have you done? I have to take you to the police now. I hate to do it. You seem like a nice kid, but rules are rules. You have to see him now.
This is kind of freaking me out. Who do I have to see?
You have to see the God Rabbit.
The who?
The one who signs your checks. Your life is about to change forever. I'm sorry, I wish you'd listen, but kids these days never listen. That's why we're always hiring. They never listen. All right, come with me. We'll take you to pneumatic tube. It's this only way to get up to his office.
Like those tubes at the bank drive-through?
Yes, but this one sucks more. Much more. It's unbelievable about how much this will suck.
Okay. So where do I stand? Over here?
Yeah, this is where I leave you. Goodbye, Adelson.
Anderson.
Anderson. Goodbye and good luck. You'll need it.
Ah! What's going on here? Oh my goodness, rabbits? In suits? Talking rabbits?
I believe in Fauston. Fauston has made my fortune, and I raised my garden in Fauston fashion. I grew turnips, but I never planted radishes. My garden had tomatoes, and the deer wanted them. They ate my tomatoes. When I saw those tomatoes, their skin was broken. Their stems were shattered. They were held together by wire. And those deer, they went free that very day. I stood in the pumpkin patch like a fool, and I said to my doe, for justice, we must go to Bug Cinnamon.
Thumper, Thumper, we've known each other since we were kittens in the litter. 3 years, no? And this is the first time you've come to me for counsel, for help. I can't remember the last time you invited me to your burrow for a slice of carrot cake. Even though my second-born buck fathered kittens with your sixth and seventh litters. You never wanted my friendship.
I never wanted to get into trouble.
I understand. You found paradise in Foston. You didn't need a friend like me. But now you come to me. You say, Bug Cinnabon, he's the rabbit to give me justice. You come into my house on the day 4 of my daughters are to be married. Don't you think I have enough to do?
All I'm doing is asking for justice.
Thumper, Thumper, what have I done to make you treat me so disrespectfully? Had you come to me in friendship, these deer would be staring down from the walls of a human's trophy room this very day. And if by chance an honest rabbit, such as yourself, should make enemies, they will be my enemies. And they would fear you.
Be my friend. Be my friend, God Rabbit.
Good. Someday, and may that day never come, I'll ask you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this justice as a gift on my many daughters' wedding day.
Thank you. Thank you, God Rabbit. Thank you. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a human outside the door.
Yes, that would be Anderson. Send her in.
You're up, Toots.
Oh.
Miss Anderson, of strong lungs and foolish mind. I'm a very busy rabbit. It is the wedding of several of my daughters, and also the funeral of 7 of my warren mates. And don't even get me started on the baby showers.
Congratulations and condolences. You're a rabbit.
Don't patronize me. There's a reason I called you in on your first day of work. Despite my busy schedule, you said it. You said it. You said the fat man's name.
Santa Claus?
Ah! You said it again.
Desk.
You are hanging by a carrot skin, Miss Anderson. And you don't even realize it, Miss Anderson. I have brought you here for one reason, redemption. Indeed, for years I have watched as that fat man, this Claus, has muscled in on the territory of the Easter Bunny. The presents, the songs, the fun. Claus wants it all for himself. I can't allow that to happen.
Oh my gosh, so you're the Easter Bunny?
You are naive, Miss Anderson. The Easter Bunny is not a bunny. The Easter Bunny is an organization. And the Claus family, they're eating our grass. For years, I built an empire here in Foston, the county waste incinerator, fueling my carrot production lines. But carrots play out, Miss Anderson, so we diversify. Next, it's potatoes, thanks to some help from my friend Patty, who happens to be standing there in the corner.
Top of the morning to ya. Fine pickle you be in.
Oh.
I build this empire for the humans of Foston, and little children all over the world. And still, they turn to Santa Claus on this, the day of my many daughters' wedding, so I'm going to give you a choice on this day. You can perform a favor and resume working at your job in my factory, or you can go to a very cold and dark place, Miss Anderson.
Oh, please. I didn't know. What do I have to do to get my life back to normal?
My close friend Thumper, who you saw moments ago, is having a little trouble with some deer. I need you to use your opposable thumbs to see that these deer never cause anyone's garden trouble again. Capiche?
You want me to kill deer?
Not just deer. Three very specific deer.
But I could never kill a deer. They're just so majestic and serene. And anyway, hunting season was over months ago. I could get into big trouble.
Miss Anderson, you don't understand. You are in big trouble.
Aye, your tallywhackers and your lucky charms are all lug nuts and goofy broads.
What does that even mean?
No one knows. But he's probably right. You have precious few options. Do this favor for me, and you will stay warm here in Foston.
I'm not a killer, Mr. Rabbit. I can't do it.
Very well. You leave me no choice. Patty, escort Miss Anderson to the other tube.
No! No, not the tubes! No more tubes!
Aye, not even hearts, stars, and clovers can save you now.
No! Freezing. Where am I? Oh, it's so cold. I don't even have my coat. I'll never survive this. Why didn't I listen? I should have never said Santa Claus.
Oh.
What? That couldn't be. It is. Santa? Over here?
Oh. Merry Christmas. Why, hello there, Miss Larson.
Anderson,
right. Ho. Here, take this coat and hop up in my sleigh. Have some hot chocolate from my thermos. I'll take you home. What are you doing all the way up here at the North Pole? You should be safe and warm in Foston right now.
I know, right? I just said something stupid at work, and then there was this tube and Thumper, and they wanted me to go kill some deer, but I'm against that, and rabbits. It was the God Rabbit!
Bugs.
Cinnabon. Bugs Cinnabon. You know him?
Oh, I know him. Listen, Anderson, I'll take you home. But first, you're going to have to take this robotic carrot inside the rabbit's lair. I have a special present for my old friend, the God Rabbit.
No!
The Great Northern Radio Players.